Bilbo sat up straight when he heard the heavy steps of an approaching human. For a moment he pondered whether he should leave. The way that man from Gondor had talked during the council, he was not sure if he wanted to meet him again. But then he decided to stay. It was a fine afternoon. The sun warmed his limbs, and he would not be chased away from his favorite spot by a big, loud man. "They told me I would find you here." Bilbo sighed inwardly and squinted at the man, the sun blinding him. "And what might you be wanting?" he answered, starting to feel cranky. The man made a step to the side so Bilbo didn't have to look directly at the sun anymore. Bilbo mellowed a little. He hadn't expected him to be so perceptive. "I've decided to set out from Rivendell with the company. We will have the same road for a long time anyway. I just came to assure you that your son will have protection." Bilbo would be much happier if Aragorn decided to go with Frodo, but he didn't want to make the Gondorian angry by saying that, and also it had sunk in what the man had said. He laughed. "Oh, Frodo is not my son. I'm sorry," the man stuttered, and Bilbo couldn't deny that he enjoyed seeing him flustered. "I did not mean to offend." "You didn't," he said with a wave of his hand. "He's my cousin. Never quite got around to having children. I never had that much interest in a marriage." "Oh, I see," the man said, and Bilbo threw him a curious look. "My father has wanted me to marry for years, but..." Boromir shrugged. "I don't know how I'm supposed to choose. I don't feel like that. I know I'll have to marry and have an heir eventually, but I keep putting it off for as long as I can." "Come." Bilbo moved over on his bench to make space. "Why don't you sit down with me? You meet so few people like us." He'd rarely had the chance to talk freely to anyone, not since he traveled with dwarfs. They'd never thought it strange that he didn't wish for a wife. Boromir sat down beside the halfling, feeling a bit odd. He'd never told anyone besides Faramir about this, but Bilbo's slightly forbidding posture had changed to something more welcoming. "Why is everyone so keen on finding love?" "I don't know either. I've liked to be friends with women, but they always seem to want to make it complicated." "Oh, I've certainly done more than be friends with them, but yes, they tend to make it complicated. I enjoy the physical aspects." Boromir was mortified to feel himself blush when Bilbo cocked his eyebrow at him. "And having an heir without being married is not acceptable, I guess. Or adopting a relative, like I did. If father were a little less stern, I could leave the marrying part to my brother. He's a hopeless romantic. I know he'll find a wife to be happy with." He missed Faramir at his side. He'd look at that Aragorn like a figure who'd stepped out of legend. "But I'm the elder, and I'm supposed to continue the line. How did you manage to get away with not marrying?" "I went on an adventure that's frowned upon among my people." Bilbo chuckled. "I guess that's not an option for you." "No," Boromir laughed. "I'll get a parade when I come home, which I quite enjoy, to be honest. I think valor should be acknowledged." "Well, I guess our people are just very different in that regard," Bilbo said mildly. "Yes, it sounds like it, although I admit I wanted to go on this journey so much because that meant getting away from the court and the expectation of marriage. My father is a stern man, but he loved my mother dearly. He thinks it is my duty to marry a woman of Gondorian blood, and the feelings will come after. He does not understand that not everyone is made for that. Once I'm back, I'll have to decide on my future wife." Those were his words. Bilbo patted his knee compassionately. "If that is your only choice, choose at least someone you can be friends with." Boromir drew his eyebrows together. It had never occurred to him that men and women could be friends. "Maybe you're right." Boromir bowed his head respectfully. "Thank you for your kind words. I enjoyed talking to you." "You're not so bad yourself. Now go along and let me have some peace. Don't you have any planning to do?" Bilbo winked at him. Boromir chuckled and rose from the bench.